Welcome, welcome to Pockets of Hope with your host, Molina June Pierre. I'm so happy to have you once again. And we are going to get started with our breathing exercise once again. So I want you to get in a comfortable position wherever you may be right now. Just get comfortable, loosen yourself a little bit, and let's get ready to take those deep breaths. Inhale and exhale and feel our presence here on earth. Let's go. In and exhale. One more time, we're going to inhale. Your time here on earth has not yet come to an end, and you have more to do in this world. There is more for you to give. There's more for you to create. There is more for you to develop and explore. Your presence and space on this earth is valuable, and there's so much for you to do, and I cannot wait for you to explore it. God wants you to discover it today. He wants you to live a full life, full of everything that He has already placed on the inside of you. Now, that is not my mean message for today, but I want you to take this word and let it stir up in your heart. My message to you is going to follow what I encouraged you with yesterday. This message, the message on waiting and how waiting on God is not a burden. Waiting on God should not even be a burden if your mind is set right. And I was led to get a little deeper on how you can set your mind right. So when the wait comes, when the problems come, and God seem distant, and God seem as if He is not answering you as quickly as you would like, when this problem won't go away, or you find yourself in a cycle of issues, maybe you need to shift your mindset. And luckily, there is something that you can do. And that something is submit. You can submit to God, to His ways. You can submit to God, not to the problem, not to the situation, but to the authority of God and His willingness to allow you to wait in a situation. Submitting to God means to just humble yourself. And when you humble yourself before God, what that does, especially in the face of trauma, in the face of trial, in the face of tribulation and hardship, when you submit and humble yourself to God while you wait on His answer, what it does is it shows God that you trust in His perfect will, that you trust in His abilities to solve your problems. And the verse that I would love to share with you is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path. Another translation says, you know, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And that's submitting to God. When you give it over to Jesus, when you can acknowledge Him and leave it there, tell Him the problem, tell Him the situation, and leave it there. Because God's ability is not limited like our own. His creativity, His answers, His solutions, I've come to find, are not one-tracked. They're not just three-dimensional. God is omnipotent. He is everywhere. And so when He answers you, I come to think of it as He may not answer you right now. He's probably answering somebody else's problem or however He's doing it, but He's not a one-track God. God is working everything out. He knows the ins and the out of everything. Everything that is within Him. He holds it in His depth. He understands your situation better than you. You see, sometimes I think of it as you are in a situation, or, you know, I get in a situation with someone and this person is upset with me and I'm upset with them. What I don't know is what that person is going through and why they're reacting the way that they are. And so my prayer could be, Lord, just deal with it. God, take me out of this situation. I don't need to be here anymore. Whereas God knows what that person is dealing with. God knows why they're acting. And so the answer that we're searching for with our prayer might not be the answer that that person needs. And so when I say that God sees everything, He knows your side of the story. He knows what you're dealing with. And He also knows the whole conflict. He knows who, whatever the situation is, whether you're dealing with someone, maybe it's an illness that you're dealing with. God knows the whole matter, and He resolves issues in its entirety. So for us to try to sit here and decipher and figure out everything that God does would be futile for us, to say the least. However, if we can just trust that God's ways are greater than ours, His understanding is greater than ours, His power is greater than ours, then and only then will we will be able to fully submit and trust Him with our lives, trust Him with His ability to take care of us, to hold on to us. And that, my dear friends, that right there gives us so much more freedom in Him. We are able to move much more freely because we know that the one who's holding me, the one who is guiding my life, hallelujah, He knows exactly what I need when I need it. The Psalm of David, which is one of my favorites, Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sakes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." It is so much peace and love. Hallelujah. And that is the definition of salvation. We have a Savior in Christ Jesus, the one who knows all, who knows what we need, who provides for us. Only when we submit to Him. And that, my dear friends, is a blessing. I encourage you today, submit to the Father and watch Him work in your life. Wait on Him during the trials, because He has an answer. He has a hope, and He has a great future planned for you today. Thank you for tuning into Pockets of Hope. Be blessed.